You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It was around June of last year when we heard the big announcement that Afrimat was embarking on a billion rand acquisition. Fast forward a couple of months later, almost a full year later, we've crossed some very, very important regulatory hurdles and it looks as though everything is set to go ahead. Joined on the line by Afrimat CEO Andries van Heerden to take a look at the developments. Good evening, Andries. Thanks so much for taking the time. Big confirmation coming through today from Competition Commission and the last hurdle seemingly crossed by the business. How is the business feeling at the moment?
Yeah, good evening, Jimmy. Yeah, it's a big event for us. We've been waiting for it for a very, very long time. And I think the one word to sum it all up is excitement. This is an exciting deal. It's an exciting new phase of our business. And I think it's going to be very, very exciting.
The share price obviously agreeing with the excitement, up about 3.5% on the day's trade. But I want to look at the next steps from here, Andries. We've gone through the regulatory hurdles. All of the I's have been dotted, T's are sort of being crossed off as we speak. Integration of the Lafarge business into the group. Do you have a timeline on how you want to do that? Obviously, I'd imagine you take a phased approach and not overwork the teams at this stage.
Yeah, Jimmy, that's a very good question. We have a complete project plan that's going to run over the next 18 months or so. We'll incorporate those businesses that are very similar to our existing businesses. We think that'll be incorporated quicker and easier. But then new businesses like the cement business and the fly ash business, we don't have businesses like that, so we'll handle that slightly differently. But there's a complete plan, and the culture is obviously the big thing to focus on integrating the culture into our culture, integrating the systems, the information systems, making sure that operationally the business is run optimally. So it's quite a comprehensive project, and we've got quite a strong team under the leadership of our CFO, who's actually been seconded to this project full time to drive the integration for us.
Andries, speaking of the CFO and the project plan, do we have any estimates around how much value this is going to create for the group in terms of the bottom line, the financials, when we look at the next reporting cycle? I know I spoke to Colin around October of last year around the last set of numbers, and so I'm looking to just get a gauge of how confident the business is about when we expect to see this translate through onto the balance sheet. Obviously, it won't be an overnight thing.
Yeah. The information we have, and at this stage, we were only allowed very high-level financial information, and that information shows that Lafarge is not doing very well at the moment, so it will be a turnaround. Mm. And that normally takes a while. The business obviously has significant upside potential, and I think it can contribute, probably, I don't know, I don't want to put a number to it, but it can be a really significant increase in our contribution that we do get from our existing construction materials businesses. We think that's probably going to take, in the first year, we don't expect much. It's going to take us a year or two to get the business turned around and get the full potential out of it.
Mm. Now, we've gotten through this, Andries. It's a $6 million plus dollar acquisition. Everything's out the way. What next? What are you buying next?
No. We're not only in the business of buying businesses. We're actually in the business of operating businesses. So this is a turnaround. It will probably keep us busy for the next 18 months or so. So if we buy anything now, it'll probably be maybe a few iron ore assets or something to sort of just bolster our position in that industry. but not really a new business, not for the foreseeable future.
Mm. Andries, are you feeling confident on the state of the construction space at the moment? I mean, we've had quite a few conversations around the lack of sort of infrastructure projects, at least from the public sector perspective, and it's put a lot of pressure on the sector the last couple of years. How are you feeling as a business at the moment around the construction space?
Well, we saw in the calendar year of 2022 was probably the worst year that we saw in a long, long time. And since then, we've seen a gradual correction in that industry. At the moment, we see good activity in government spending around roads around the country, and also in rail maintenance, we see some spending. So it is better than what it was in 22, but it's not as good as it was, let's say 2017, which was in the last decade, that was the best year we had. So we're not there yet, but we're significantly better than what we were at the bottom in 2022.
Well, hopefully the market continues to turn around and in the right direction. We wish you all of the best to you and your team for the integration of Lafarge. And once again, congratulations on getting through all of the regulatory hurdles. That was Andries van Heerden, who is a CEO of Afrimat, on the latest developments on that Lafarge acquisition.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.